Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 201, almost E3. This is a show recorded on the 12th of June, 2010. I am your host Paul, and joining me this week is Adam. Hello Adam. Okay, Adam isn't here, but Catherine is here.
Hello.
Yeah. Disclaimer, we're not going to blame Adam for why he's not here.
No, because, it's my fault why Adam's not here.
Because we're recording this on Saturday.
Yes.
And apparently he is not responding to email, SMS, or anything else, so... Yeah.
I'm sure he's rock climbing or something.
Actually, or watching
the
Sunday, football.
Oh yeah, he probably watched football, maybe.
Stupid football. With a bit of luck, England would lose. But let's face it, they're not as bad as the United States.
Now for the news.
Okay, first up, it's a brief announcement. So anyone...
Keep it brief.
Okay, so anyone...
Okay, it's too long.
No, don't be... Miffy's World. So, anyone who's heard of Miffy before, which is a bunny rabbit...
Right, can I just say... Why is this the first item on the news?
So, Miffy's World. Miffy is a little bunny character who's by a French dude, I think. I think he was French. So, I grew up knowing Miffy. I'm sure
I've never even heard of it.
Your sister might have known Miffy.
I doubt it. She's not that girly.
Miffy's not girly. Miffy's just a bunny rabbit.
A bunny rabbit is not a boy thing.
Paul, it's for, like, really young kids. Anyway, so Miffy's been in, like... books, TV, toys, everything. And now Miffy is coming to games. So they're doing a WiiWare title called Miffy's World. And one thing that I think is really cool about it, it's having, like, a kind of parental lock on it, as such that it only allows you to play between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. by default. So you're not allowed to play after 9 p.m. Because kids, well, I would actually put it to 6 p.m. because little kids are going to be playing. But yeah, so it's just like some little WiiWare title with Miffy, and Miffy's doing stuff. And there's puzzles and quests and stuff like that. It's supposed to help with like core skills as well. Miffy!
Alright, well, way more importantly, we have a Team Fortress 2 server at the moment.
Yes.
I don't know how much longer we're going to have it for. But yeah, if you want to play Team Fortress 2, you can do it on our 32-slot server. The map rotation at the moment is 2-4 Gravel Pit. Hydro, and what's it called? The other one, the Dusk one. Dusting. The whatever it is. You can join that by connecting to tf2.gamercast.net.
Cool.
Or you can just search for it on the server browser. It's called gamercast.net, tf2. This is a fun server. Oh my god, join the server. It's the funnest server here.
Really?
No, it's not that bad. So yeah, I welcome everyone to do that. In fact, if you're listening before the show is up, you might be able to play with me.
What time do you say we're going to be playing?
It won't be up in time, so there's no point in saying.
Oh, okay.
Unless we do like a weekly event. Can you afford an hour a week to play Team Fortress?
As long as I'm not working.
Oh, so you're not going to do it at 3 o'clock one afternoon. Sorry. Oh, what good's that? Anyway, let's talk about Spider-Man, because that's fun.
Okay, so Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions, we mentioned it on a previous show when it got announced back in April, I believe. And they've announced...
Hang on a minute. Here's Adam. Oh my god, I'm so excited. Oh my god, this game's amazing.
Hey, it looks really good. So, I'm not going to mention the main basis of the story because I mentioned it previously, but they've announced the third Spider-Man now, who is Spider-Man 2099.
Oh, this one. Oh, man.
The one with the... It's got four characters. So we've got now Amazing Spider-Man, Spider-Man Noir, and Spider-Man 2099. Spider-Man 2099 actually isn't Peter Parker, he's Miguel O'Hara, or O'Hara, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, who came into the same situation as Peter, except he, with his abilities, doesn't have spider sense, and he's got like retractable talons on his fingertips and toes, as well as a bite that can paralyze people, which is quite rude, really. But yeah. So at the end of the trailer, which is going to be up on the GamerCast.net YouTube channel, they say how the new one will be announced. It doesn't mention it at E3 or anything like that. I'd hope it's at E3, but I don't think it will. And it's like all this darkness kind of stuff. So we're thinking like Spider-Man Black, maybe something along those lines. Not entirely sure though. And hopefully they'll announce it relatively soon. I mean, the game's coming out in September, so it's still a while yet. Maybe, I suppose. It's coming out on PS3, 360, Nintendo Wii, and DS. But yeah, so that's that. Next up, we've got an announcement from EA, which is a new game they're making called Spare Parts.
I've heard of this, but it's not having a PC version, is it? So it seems kind of pointless to have a PC one with, like, Gamer School.
Yes, Paul. Aww. You and your PC games.
PC?
Play it on 360.
I don't want to play it on... If I play it on the 360, I have to, one, find our hard drive because it's missing. Two, find our memory card because it's missing.
They're both in there.
Four, turn it on. Five, switch the monitor over. Six, switch the speakers over. Wait for it to boot up. Log myself in. It's like, or I could just double click something on my computer. PC version.
Okay, Paul. Okay, so EA Brightlight have been making this game called Spare Parts, which is, I think it's aimed at a younger audience, because if you look at it, so it's reminiscent of LEGO games. Or the LEGO games. It's like two-player co-op, which follows two robots, which are Marty and Chip. You don't have to play co-op, I don't know, maybe. But you can... Well, it doesn't mention anywhere if you can play it on your own or if you have to play it with a friend. But I'm sure the experience would be better with a friend, and you can do that online and offline as well. The story is that they got dumped on some planet in some trash or something like that and woke up on this strange planet. And then they found this abandoned spaceship that needs repair, and so they're searching around for ship parts that they can repair the ship all together with, before this evil Lord Krung can destroy everything and destroy them all and kill everyone and stuff. It's quite similar to things like Toe Jam and Earl and Pikmin, of course, because there's searching around for ship parts. Like all those games.
Mm-hmm.
As well as that, the robots themselves have upgradable parts to them, so like strong arms and rocket boots and stuff like that, in order to aid you when faced with puzzles and stuff like that.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah. The robots are cute though, because they've got like Johnny Five Eyes. Johnny Five?
Oh yeah.
So these cute little thingy eyes.
Anova Robotics gonna like sue EA for that?
That's just Johnny Five Eyes.
Yeah. Johnny Five's made by Nova Robotics and the Pack of Dandy Block.
Thank you, Paul.
Or Indian, whatever he is. Oi, stop goofing about in my mouth.
I'm just reading my stuff. But yeah, so that's coming out on Xbox Live Arcade and PSN.
PC?
No, not PC. It's coming out winter.
Not having my money then.
But it's looking cool, and it's looking cute. Yeah. Next up, this is just a brief thing. So finally, there's an XCOM trailer out.
Wait, is this the sequel to X-Free?
No.
Is it the sequel to Free Space 2?
No.
Okay,
so XCOM, as we mentioned briefly when it was announced, it's the new game by the guys that do Bioshock. So 2K,
oh dear.
2K Marin.
Oh dear.
And it's set in 1950s America, when the whole alien stuff was going on. And, so these mysterious kind of alien things, which are, in XCOM, these kind of blobby, black, oil-like substances that attack people.
Okay.
So there's a video up. Hopefully it'll go up for all other press soon, because we haven't been able to get it because IGN have an exclusive on it.
Dear Rupert Murdoch, you suck. P.S. Do you know Mad Max?
But because previously all we had was the screenshot of the guy with his face coming apart, and a screenshot of this circle with a laser of some sort shooting some guy and he's burning to pieces. But now there's this video, which is quite cool because it shows the characters, which are quite similar in style to Bioshock 2, if you have the art book, if you have a look at them. If you look at those characters and compare them to that video, you'll see a bit of a similarity in them. I think it looks quite cool. There's a big obelisk thing as well. So, like, it's kind of a mix between the obelisk from a Space Odyssey, so 2001 Space Odyssey, and a Borg cube. because it's got like circuitry lines on it and stuff like that. And that seems to be some kind of omnipotent evil thing that kills people. But then the blobby things kill people too.
The fact is made by the BioShock people does not fill me with confidence on how buggy the last game was.
Yeah, that's true. And, well, it's only PC and 360 this time around, though.
PC and 360 ones were still plenty buggy.
Yeah, but that means they won't have to be doing the PS3 one at the same time.
Yeah, that might or might not make any difference.
It might give them a bit more time on it.
Or they might just chuck it out and it'll be even worse.
It's not coming out until next year.
Yeah, well, they might just chuck it out and it'll be even worse.
Anyway.
No offense, but BioShock 2 crashing all the time, not on.
Can I talk now? Yeah.
No, the developer's been marked down a level in my brain.
Yeah, well, I still like him.
I don't.
They're changing it from BioShock, which is quite linear, and you pick missions in this. So there's an XCOM, who are the extraterrestrial combat unit, have this base, and you go there, and you take research photos of the people, like you take the research photos in BioShock, and then you can take them to the base. They can make weapons to try and help your fight against them, and then you can get missions from there, which can be like investigate this threat, or find this item, save these people, things like that. And the cool thing is as well, you don't have to do these things, so you can take the mission on and then decide, oh my god, I can't take these things on, and just run away. And then those people can die. And then the missions you get next time.
Dinandal does not run away. Even if his whole team has fled, he remains fighting the boss until it hits him and one shot kills him.
Oh, that's what they claim, at least. And that is going to be quite non-linear, as they say.
Wow, even says on here, Gamercast are extremely excited about this title and can't wait for its release. Yeah.
I am excited about it.
I'm not.
And that's coming out sometime during 2011.
Elder Scrolls V, that would get me excited. Okay. Star Wars Force Unleashed 2.
Yep, they've announced a collector's edition of the game to be coming out, which, of course, the original Star Wars Force Unleashed did not have a collector's edition.
When's Force Unleashed coming out?
Autumn this year.
So is it going to have, like, move and natal support?
I don't know.
Because that would be cool for, like, the Force powers, wouldn't it?
Well, we'll see, I suppose, if anything gets announced next week. Can you move that to the side, please? Sorry.
No, I'm seeing this rubbish thing.
So, the collector's edition that's been announced, it's got a steelbook, you get in-game stuff, which is 3 challenge mode levels, a Ralph McQuarrie concept of Deke Starkiller. Ralph McQuarrie did a lot of Star Wars art and does still. And a lightsaber crystal from the game. I'm not really sure what the lightsaber crystal does.
What a douchebag.
As well as that, then you also get a Mimo Bot Designer 2GB flash drive. I think 2GB's a bit small, if you ask me.
Meh. Well, 2GB, they've got thousands and millions of them lying around, so...
Yeah. I'm not sure on the art myself.
We'll just package them up and ship them out.
It looks... I don't know. And that comes preloaded with a digital art book, which has... the art of The Force Unleashed 2. So they actually released an art book for The Force Unleashed. Obviously they're not doing that this time, and they're just doing this digital art book. You get the script of the game for some reason. That seems a bit odd. Or at least I think it is. Which was written by Hayden Blackman. You get wallpapers as well. I'm not sure if that just means PC wallpapers. I'm going to guess that's what it means. Yeah, and then that's going to come out...
How about Windows 7 themes?
And that's coming out this autumn on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. It's nothing amazing for collector's edition. It's got quite a big box, though, for just a tiny little USB pen.
Oh, it'll be good if it supports move and natal. Because you can just play with a controller, and you can just, like, spaz out for a minute, and then it does all the force powers, and you know.
It's still got Sam Witwer in it. AKA Crashdown. You know who Crashdown is.
Is he the guy from Lord of the Rings? That little 4-foot-tall guy?
Yeah.
Let's talk a bit about Mortal Kombat, because a week and a half ago, there was a...
Not that long ago.
You don't know what I'm going to say, do you?
Probably not.
No. There was a live capture real video.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
Which was about 7 minutes long, and it had the lady from Voyager in it, and they were, like, trying to hunt down the guy.
Why was she in it?
To make people watch it. they were trying to hunt down one of the, like, Mortal Kombat guys, and Sub-Zero was in it, and he was like... blah blah blah,
Have you watched the trailer of the game?
Yeah, I'm just getting... Dude!
Okay.
Shh. Okay, and then what was it? 2-3 days ago?
Yep.
Yeah, a trailer for the game actually came out. And I was like, oh, another rubbish Mortal Kombat game. But it doesn't look too bad.
It's 2D.
Yeah, well, that's obviously the main thing, 3D. Which... Dude, you're interrupting me. Mm. So, yeah. Mortal Kombat is going to be rubbish like the last, like, four or five of them.
Mortal Kombat versus DC.
Yeah, all these other rubbish games. But no, it's 2D, so it has potential to not suck. It's still rendered in 3D, like most games are nowadays. And, like, when you're doing fancy moves, it, like, zooms in and, like, spins the camera a little bit. And
follows the action as
well. Yeah, fancy things like that. So maybe it won't suck, but maybe it will.
Yeah. This is Mortal Kombat 9.
I don't even know anymore. So, yeah, this isn't going to be out until next year. 2011, isn't it? Yeah. So I don't see why I should get excited about it just yet, although it has potential to not suck.
All right, okay, so it's been developed by NetherRealm Studios. Because, of course, Midway all got bought off by Warner Brothers. Other than the UK studios, of course, which just got chucked away. Because Ed Boon's still working on it.
Yeah, it's got a few different sort of game modes like most fighting games have nowadays. Fatalities are back. It didn't say anything about having Babalities or...
Nah, it didn't show anything.
What's the other things? I can't even flipping remember anymore.
I don't know. I could never do them.
I could. I spent hours practicing to get
to I always tried, but I'd never managed to do it.
The only one I had trouble with was Liu Kang turning into a dragon and flame-throwing his, like, opponent.
Oh, yeah.
That was really difficult. New
I was just going to say that's coming out on 360 and PS3.
Yeah, well, everything is nowadays. Yakuza 4.
Yeah, Yakuza 4, which
came
out...
Spring next year.
It came out just after Yakuza 3 came out over here. And,
yeah, version 4
is actually coming out over here now in the spring of next year.
Yeah, nobody's really interested.
PS3 exclusive. It won't sell that well, but it might be alright.
It won't sell at all.
Hopefully they won't take out bits again.
Yep, they will. What's this? Tales from Space, about a blob.
Oh, I forgot to watch the trailer. Whoops. Okay, so, a small little development company that are working on a PlayStation Network title, only PlayStation Network title, called Tales from Space, about a blob. So it's a little blob that just walks around and eats stuff, and then he grows bigger and bigger and bigger, and he can eat the whole world.
Until it consumes the entire universe.
So it's like Loco Roco, but in a...
But with a blob.
Yeah, with a blob in a B-movie style, or a B-movie theme of, like, retro inside art and stuff like that. So it's kind of like you think a B-movie poster of, like, Attack of a Blob kind of thing, and he's, like, taking over cities and stuff like that.
Yeah, I can't say this sounds fantastic.
Shots look really cute.
Charlotte would say anything.
But I forgot to watch the trailer.
MotorStorm Apocalypse. This is the third in the MotorStorm series. Whoopi Doodah. Nobody
yeah, it's a, it's set in an apocalyptic place.
So it's almost Mad Maxy.
Yeah.
Without
so that
being
you
Max.
Get like
or having Max Payne related.
You get
or
like
even
earthquakes and stuff while you're playing. But I'm not sure if that's going to be totally scripted or not.
Yes, it will.
But yeah, so a new MotorStorm game. More cars, more races.
Yeah, it would be Doodah.
More MotorStorm.
More interestingly, though.
Did we say when that was coming out? 2011. Of course, PS3 only. It'll probably be something like Split Second. Because that's quite destruction-based.
Yes, so also announced this last week, gone, is Universal have made Parsnips, partnership with Tell...
Parsnips.
Parsnips with Telltale Games. And they're going to be bringing a Back to the Future game out and also a Jurassic Park game out.
Yes.
I don't think I'll be interested in the Back to the Future game, to be honest. But Jurassic Park...
Back to the Future is awesome!
Ow. Jurassic Park, you know, maybe it'll be like Turok, only not rubbish.
Well, the thing is, they've actually said it's not going to be adventure games. So they're not going to be point and clicks. They're branching off into other styles of gameplay and other genres.
Yeah, so Jurassic Park needs to be a first-person shooter like Turok, only where you shoot dinosaurs.
Since when did they shoot loads of dinosaurs? They hardly shot dinosaurs.
They should do. It would make it fun.
Make it fun.
Yeah, so like the Dino D-Day game, which was a Source mod.
Yeah.
And Turok, which is rubbish. They need to make Turok this.
Turok 2 was alright.
The new ones, I mean.
Oh, okay. I meant N64.
N64 was rubbish compared to the games you were playing on the PC. Sorry, Turok versus Quake 2. Online. CTF. Ah. Yeah, so anyway. Jurassic Park. We don't really know anything about it yet. There's not been any footage released yet.
No, anything.
This is
an
really just an announcement about the thing. So, GamerCast, well, certainly I will report on Jurassic Park.
Hey, I'll talk
if
about
it
Back to the
suck.
Future.
Yeah, but I don't see what they could do to make it Back to the Future game.
I don't
fun.
Understand how they're going to make a Back to the Future game other than if it's like how old school retro games used to be for movies.
Which was just like platform games where you're Marty McFly and you run along and there's the dock and you go high and then you go down a ladder and there's someone else and it's like.
Why did you have a do a gun movement with your hands?
Just in case he needs a gun.
But yeah.
Just in case that guy, Biff or whatever his name, still got his gun and he's going to shoot him.
So the first Back to the Future game's coming out winter.
Wait. No, this is what they should do. They should make Back to the Future a racing game where
the
objective is to get to 88 miles per hour. And then you go forward in time to the next track.
Do you think they'd really make a racing game, though?
Well, that's the only way I could see them making it fun.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Jurassic Park needs to be shooting lots of dinosaurs.
Okay.
And it needs to be really good graphics and everything. So they need to not be cheap. They need to, like, use the Rage engine or, like, the Unreal 4 engine or some super next-gen engine to, like, make this game awesome and have the dinosaurs.
Okay, so...
And have huge open spaces like in Fallout or Oblivion. And the dinosaurs coming through the forest. Rah, rah, rah.
Considering how short their development time is, usually I doubt it.
Oh, well, I was going to suck that in.
So the first Back to the Future game is coming out this winter, and apparently they promised the first Jurassic Park bit is coming out shortly after.
So yeah, of course, in reality, these games will suck. Let's just do a few E3 predictions, shall we?
I was on the game website earlier, and they say that on Monday it's Natal.
Well, yeah, Microsoft will always hold their event on the night before.
Okay, and then the day after it's like Nintendo and Sony talks and stuff like that. Is this predictions on what you think is going to be the best?
No, I'm predicting what I think is going to get announced.
Oh.
This is where I put my reputation on the line.
Okay, what do you think Valve are going to announce?
Right, well, I think a Portal 2 is a definite. Because that's a quick game they can just spin off really quickly. There's obviously going to be something Half-Life-y announced, I think, it's time.
I'm hoping Half-Life 3.
So, yeah, episode... Well, I...
I wonder if people do bets for this kind of stuff.
Of course they do. Right. Okay, do I want to go out on a limb and say they're going to announce episode 3 or Half-Life 3?
Half-Life 3.
Which I think is the same game.
We should write these down, and then we can see if we were right. I say Half-Life 3.
Well, I think Half-Life 3 and episode 3 is the same thing. A new Half-Life game, continuing on from number 2.
Okay.
So...
That is actually kind of the same thing.
Okay... They're probably revamped the graphics engine and everything, I hope, or else it's going to suck.
No, Half-Life 2 still... Well, actually, it looks
dated,
but it looks a bit dated because it came out so long ago.
Well, yeah, it's like Adam being excited about Valve porting their games over to the Macintosh. Yeah, so just like the trailer, the video thing with the guy who says, you can play all the games on the Mac that you can't find on the PC, like games you played 5 or 6 years ago. Yeah, 5 or 6 years ago, Adam. Right, anyway, so I think we're going to see Portal 2. So, actually, let's drop these down, shall we? Okay, Paul thinks... See, this is why Adam would be fun to have on for this bit.
Yeah, to see what Adam thinks.
Paul, I think we're going to see Portal 2. I think we'll see Sonic Half-Life related. Whether it's like a spin-off or Sonic, I don't know.
I want to go with
episode,
Half-Life 3.
Episode 3 or Half-Life 3 would be good. But I don't know. Episode 3/Half-Life 3, because they're, like I said,
yeah,
they're
pretty much
thing.
The same thing, yeah.
Continuation of Half-Life
3, not 2.
let's do it. Let's go out on a limb and say Slimline Xbox 360.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking.
Because I've been saying for years they need to do it, and I know Microsoft won't do it, but I'm going to say, yeah, do it.
Has it been confirmed the 3DS stuff's going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Can I say 3DS? Actually, no, it's already confirmed, so there's no point. But hopefully they'll show it, I imagine.
Yeah, that's not really much of a prediction.
I know.
Nintendo are going to have a new DS console. Actually, well, there's a news item we're going to talk about in a minute for that as well.
Have you heard about Sony doing 3D crap now?
What, with the PS3?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else do I think?
Ooh, I bet there's going to be a new PSP.
Yeah, well, everyone was saying that, weren't they?
Can I have a new PSP, Dan? They always announce new PSPs.
Well, any handheld revision, there's always going to be a revision.
I think Ubisoft are going to announce something, I reckon.
What else? I think we're going to see some Doom 4.
Yeah.
And I hope we're going to see the first bits of Elder Scrolls 5. Yeah.
Well, not Oblivion, Elder Scrolls, sorry.
So yeah, let's go out on a limb again. Elder Scrolls 5. And Doom 4/Rage.
Well, Rage is going to be there anyway.
That's a safe bet. Well, it means if it's just Rage, I still win because it's the same item. Hey, Doom 4 uses the same engine.
What did I just
say? Or probably will do.
Say. Oh, you Ubisoft.
PSP 2.
I'm wondering if they're going to do anything on Beyond Good and Evil 2. Because I was reading earlier.
Nobody cares about that.
Because I was looking up Little Big Adventure 2 on Google and stuff, and I found out that the guy who made that and Alone in the Dark and came up with them is working at Ubisoft and coming up with something that's secret. I don't know. So I reckon maybe Beyond Good and Evil. Oh, I'm not sure what else. Are Nintendo going to announce anything? New Mario game?
I also predict that Lionhead will have some Natal thing other than Fable 3.
Yeah. Ooh, can I guess that Rare will be doing something as well? Natara.
Well, yeah, Rare haven't been doing anything, so I think that's a safe bet.
Yeah, so can I say a new Rare game?
Rare game using Natal. Lionhead Natal game.
It's kind of hard to think of anything that's going to use PlayStation Move.
And it's going to have that stupid kid in it. And stupid Milo kid. PlayStation Move, I'm going to bet Killzone
3.
Are we up to number 3?
Three's been announced, yeah.
So I'm going to guess a Killzone 3 using the Move. Flipping Sony in their crazy Ken Kutaragi style ideas.
I can't.
Is that it? Okay.
I'm sure there's more developers there, but I can't think of what they could announce.
Well, you know, whatever.
Would Square Enix announce anything?
Nah, they suck.
Have you heard they're making another Chris Taylor game?
Oh God.
They're doing. Is it Dungeon Siege 3?
What? Microsoft letting flipping Square do that?
Well, yeah, because it's Chris Taylor's game, isn't it?
Yeah, Chris Taylor.
He's doing what he did for Supreme Command 2. He's overseeing it.
Great. I'm looking. Whilst I beta tested Dungeon Siege 2. Actually, did I? Or I'm trying to think.
I think I remember seeing it.
Because I remember it was like a year late before we started getting builds. And I don't even know if I actually bothered in the end, to be honest.
Paul.
No, I think they cancelled the beta before we got any builds.
Really?
Yeah, because I would have at least installed it, and I don't think I ever installed it.
I think Microsoft are going to announce some kind of...
Microsoft will announce stuff. Well,
a game.
Natal?
A Natal game.
Well, of course,
maybe if some studio that hasn't...
Okay, Catherine predicts there's going to be Natal stuff.
Some Natal game that hasn't been announced yet.
Alright, that's it. No more predictions.
Okay.
Let's just talk about some Nintendo 3DS rumours which have been going on. I don't know if you've heard about this.
I haven't been looking up. I haven't really looked at the internet much recently.
But yeah, people have been... Well, this was actually came from IGN.
I don't read IGN.
Good.
Because
I only read it via a third
party. To be honest, I don't like their style of writing that much.
I only read it through a third party before you start having a go at me.
I know, I'm having a go at you.
Apparently, they were quoting a developer, an anonymous developer, who said the Nintendo 3DS is more powerful than a Wii... And up to the same level as the Xbox 360 and PS3.
What? And what the hell developer were they talking to?
This spread right across the internet. And people were saying, wow, this is going to be super powerful. Hello, it's a handheld console this big. If you think the Xbox 360 has reliability problems, try running 150 watts through this little console without burning your hands.
Yeah.
You know, no offense, don't be daft.
I wonder if there'll be, maybe like a Wii 2.
I don't think we're going to see a Wii 2 yet. I think.
But the Wii came out ages ago now.
If we did see a Wii 2, it would only be an updated version of the Wii with maybe high definition support.
Can I add maybe like a new Nintendo?
Nintendo are going to announce something.
A new Nintendo console.
This
it's just because it's been a while since
this is cheating. You ended the predictions.
I'm sorry.
So yeah. Our technical expert, me, says 3DS will be nowhere near as powerful Well, I suppose you could probably get up to Wii graphics, to be honest, because the PSP, let's face it, is almost PS2.
Yeah.
If they just stick some more RAM in it, at least then you get better texture quality.
I don't understand the point of a 3D DS.
I'll be interested to see how they do it, because the only way...
Well, they claim you don't need glasses.
Yeah, speaking as a science guy who understands how eyeballs work...
Eyeballs.
Yeah, there's only two ways to do 3D. One... You inject it into your brain.
That's great, Mr. Science Man.
Two, you need to feed different eyes...
Different things.
Different images. So the normal way to do that is with 3D glasses, where you get the green image in one eye and the red image in another eye. The only other way to achieve the same effect is by having two screens which are horizontal. So I don't know if like Nintendo would do a horizontal DS... And then cross your eyes. And then you can merge the two images into one image.
I can't cross my eyes.
Well, that's the only other way I can see it doing it. And I don't think people are going to go around cross-eyed playing their games.
Couldn't it just be a fake 3D? So like that thing that we had on phone. And you'd move it.
Yeah, but it's still not 3D. They're claiming it's 3D.
Okay. I don't know how it's going to work.
By 3D, actually you get depth perception.
Yeah.
Other than obviously what's actually in the game by making things smaller as they're far away. So yeah, you need to feed two different images to the eyes. So yeah, 3D glasses, crossing your eyes, or in theory you could put from the actual console you're holding, you could put a piece of paper or card up to your face, like to go along your nose, so you can't actually see the same image with both your eyes. So yeah, that's the only way they can do it. If they've come up with another way, then, I mean, you know, that's pretty uber, but right. I think this is going to be overhyped and they're just, like, pushing it. And everyone's just getting so excited about, wow, people could do it without glasses.
But
get realistic. That's the way the brain works.
Thing is, it's like, as well, it's branching away too much from a handheld, if you ask me.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters...
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. Okay, so this week we had a letter from Gary. Even though it was addressed to me specifically, he did say it was an open letter, so I am going to read out bits of it. Because to be honest, we don't have 10 minutes to read out the whole letter. He says, I hope this letter finds you well and rested. No, not really. I've been to work today. I'm irritated and I'm annoyed because nobody's on my TF2 server. He said he listened to episode 200. Kind regards, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. He's not going to argue with someone with a microphone, blah, 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 because it's a losing battle, blah, blah, blah. Arguing me is a losing battle. He says how everything sucks unless it's Doom 3, Supreme Commander, or StarCraft 2.
I'm sure you've said sucks quite a lot today.
Yeah, like Mortal Kombat, it's probably going to suck.
You said the same with Jurassic Park, didn't you?
Well, I said it had potential to suck, but I was also quite excited about it. He says he would find it very hard to say FIFA sucks. Watch me. FIFA sucks. Pro Evo? Gameplay's so much better. Blah, blah, blah. So yeah, basically he says I'm being negative about everything. I suggest that he reads my About Us profile on the GamerCast website where it says I am the Victor Meldrew of gaming.
Yes, Paul.
So, I mean, I don't really know how to respond to this, to be honest, because it's like, well, you know, I like criticizing things because I think the way to improve things is to criticize it.
Yeah,
if you just say everything's amazing all the time, everything's going to be rubbish.
Paul, that's absolutely fine. You're saying you criticize things, but you criticize things quite harshly just saying... Sucks.
Just mild criticism.
Fine.
Super sucks.
Sucks, crap. And that's pretty much what you say about games.
Boring?
But you don't think about the good points in them.
No, because...
That's what I do.
The good points... What's the point of having good points when they're surrounded by rubbish points,
if
which ruins the game experience?
If there's bad points in there, you can mention it. But the thing is, everything has a good point to it.
So dog poo has a good side, does it? I'm sure there are wonderful, wonderful
games.
Things. Okay, a rubbish game which doesn't load has good points, doesn't it?
It might have a nice box art.
Well, that's just struggling to find things to say nice about it because you're being polite.
Well, if it didn't load, then I would complain.
So yeah, anyway, I understand where Gary's coming from. and I appreciate his point of view, but being the harsh critic I am, you know, I always focus on the negatives, because at the end of the day, to improve a game, you need to hammer out the negatives.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Windows. If Windows didn't boot half the time, and you say, oh, but the rest of it's alright, you know, you've got a broken thing there, and it needs to be fixed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He's also getting out Metacritic scores of different games to try and compete. It's like, because Metacritic is a reliable source.
It's more reliable than looking at one review, though.
One review by me. Anyway, doing it out of 100, like so many people do, is ridiculous anyway. Because you can never, you know, do it.
Well, yeah, and considering if someone reviewed it out of 5, they then put that into 100.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, I don't like it. So, yeah, we also had a letter from Charlotte. Actually, let me thank Gary for his nice letter he posted on the forums. And say how much I'm going to enjoy playing him at Team Fortress 2 later, and Supreme Commander later, and also StarCraft 2 later. And maybe I'll even give him a game of Doom 3. Now, Doom 3, that's an awesome game. So yeah, Charlotte says, great show. According to Tim, name that game was Beep, and the reason it's related to GamerCast was Beep. So I filtered that out until the actual proper Beep segment. The show was awesome. Grats, me and Tim were laughing loads at the intros. It's funny how much Adam forgets stuff. How come Catherine can talk about games? Why don't my reviews or previews ever get mentioned? Love the show, Charlotte. Yeah, why don't you talk about Charlotte's reviews and previews on the show?
Because they're not mine.
Because they're not yours. Sorry, Charlotte. Bye-bye.
Well, if Charlotte wants to talk about her reviews or previews, she can come on the show and do it.
Oh, no, we don't. You sound the same, so there's no point.
It's time for Name That Game.
Okay. Last week, everyone would have heard this. So yeah, both Catherine and Adam didn't really guess exactly. Adam said, complete blank, that's annoying, some sort of racing game, and Catherine just guessed randomly the Burnout series. The actual answer was Need for Speed Underground 2. Undercover 2. Which one is it?
Underground.
Underground 2, yeah. What's Undercover? Well, I think
that's the new ones, isn't it?
I don't even flipping know anymore. So yeah, it was Underground 2, apparently.
There's been so many Need for Speed games.
Yeah, I don't even know anymore. So yeah, last week I also said that
there was a bonus.
That there was a bonus thing, like a relationship with GamerCast somehow. And Charlotte guessed. Well, actually, I should first say that Tim. Yeah, it was actually Tim, not Charlotte. It actually came in Charlotte's slipping letter. How confusing is that?
What Tim's response from Charlotte's letter?
Yeah. So Tim guessed correctly. It was Underground 2. He also. Well, I assume it was Tim or... I don't even know. One of them guessed. I'll just refer to one of them. Guessed that it was because it was mentioned on the first... What are you doing on my computer? I'm trying to do the thing and I'm trying to look at my notes and you just moved everything. So, yeah. They thought it was because on the show because it was on the first episode of GamerCast. It's not quite true because the actual first game ever mentioned on GamerCast was Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Okay.
It was mentioned because it was being compared to PGR3, and I'm sure I came up with the reason why PGR3 was a million times better. So yeah, but that was the relationship I was getting at. It was the first game series ever mentioned on GamerCast back on episode 1, and it was mentioned by Adam.
Okay.
If I had mentioned the first game, it would have been something good like Free Space 2. So yeah, this week we have something a bit more funky, which is this.
The Greeks are strong. We must safeguard the sacrificial lands. Retreat and secure the sacrifices. Now! The Greeks think they have won, but this is a mere outpost. The armies, the walled cities, the force which awaits them in following lands will shake them.
Greeks.
Okay, Catherine, what game was that?
Can I have any hint?
Hints.
Can I guess? Is it a PC game?
It was a sequel.
Is it a PC game?
No comment.
A sequel to a long-running series?
It was a sequel to a game which may have had other games in the series. Or it may not have had other games in the series.
This sequel, did it have... I think I know... Well, I've got a guess in my head of what it is. Did it have nothing to do with the previous game?
That's a bit of a strong... I wouldn't go that far.
As in story-wise?
Kind of, I guess.
It did have nothing to do with it, or it did have something?
Well, I mean, you know, it was the same game. It had some different gameplay mechanics in it, but essentially it was the same sort of game. With different gameplay mechanics. But other bits were the same.
But I mean the setting.
Just look, dude, stop cheating.
The setting. Come on, I think I've got an idea of what it is. I'm probably totally wrong.
It was on maps, and the first game, and the game before it was also on maps.
Is it like Age of Mythology?
Age of Mythology. Is that your guess?
That's my only guess. Because you said Greeks. And I'm like, well, what else has Greeks in it?
Cleopatra and her ancient trip to Rome via Greece.
So you I'm just going to guess Age of Mythology.
Age of Mythology, okay.
I'm probably totally wrong.
I think you'll be quite surprised.
Am I?
Well, Age of Mythology was on multiple platforms, wasn't it? Because it had a DS version.
Mythology? Really?
Yeah, but it could be multi-platform, because I did not specify.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have that audio in it.
I don't know, they could have just filled the cartridge up with just that sound clip.
Adam.
Adam guesses Harvest Moon, Catherine guesses Age of Mythology. Tune in next week, even though you don't have to tune into anything, to find out the answer.
I'll probably be totally wrong, and you'll be like, "Ha, Catherine, you're so stupid." And I'll probably regret my answer.
Well, Age of Mythology is a good guess, because it is set roughly in the right sort of time, where you had Greeks who could actually fight.
The only other Greek stuff I know is Titan Quest. But Paul's never played Titan Quest. So.
I have played it. I played it on your computer.
Oh, you have? What did you think of it?
I don't know. It couldn't have been very good, because I don't remember
it's
playing
good
it.
Good game. Diablo in Greek times.
Releases this week.
Alright, so there's a few games coming out this week.
Yep.
One of them is Darkstar 1, Broken Alliance.
We mentioned this maybe a week ago or 2 weeks ago, saying it was coming out and it got put back.
Okay.
So this is a redoing of a PC title onto the 360.
Yeah, really, there's not really much
Space
out this
game.
Week, is there?
No. Cricket 2010, so new cricket game.
Bloody da.
Is there cricket coming up soon? Is cricket in the summer?
Cricket normally takes place in the summer, I guess.
Yeah.
Is this an EA game?
No, it's not.
Oh, who's doing it?
It might be Codemasters.
Oh, so it's the Brian Lara people who do it. Yeah, okay.
So yeah, Cricket 2010 is coming out. That's coming out 360, PS3. I think that's... Oh, and PC. I think that might be all it's coming out on.
Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker. This is the PSP game, which has been talked about on previous episodes.
Yeah, and of course... so it's set... which was it? Was it before... I can't remember. After
Nobody
one of them
cares.
And before another one.
It's Metal Boring Solid.
And don't forget, if you want to meet Hideo Kojima, go to HMV on Friday. And you could meet him and get your game signed and, yeah. And sell it on eBay or something like that.
It's got a really weird name, hasn't it? Metal Gear Solid. Well, yeah, most metals are solid at room temperature. There's only two, which are not.
Whenever I write its name out, I write Metal Gear Solid Peach Walker.
Useless bit of trivia. Shrek Forever After is a new Shrek game coming out, and it's got Rumpelstiltskin in it, apparently.
Yeah, it's based on the new film. Being made by Activision. Or published by
Activision. Are making the film. It's
well, no,
suck.
Published by Activision. This is coming out
Activision, aren't those the people who make World of Warcraft?
Activision Blizzard. This is coming out on Wii, PS3, 360, and DS. No PS2 version.
Hey.
PS2's dead.
Comment for Gary. I also think World of Warcraft is a good game. I would play it more if it was free.
Of course you would.
Because he said I only like Doom 3, Supreme Commander, and StarCraft 2. I do like other games.
You like Lord of Ultima as
FYI,
well.
FYI, Lord of Ultima is a really good game as well. It does have plenty of flaws in that there's alliances who are more powerful than my alliance. The Gamercast alliance, by the way, which you should all join if you've got a city score over 20,000. That's a bit high, actually. City score over 5,000, Empire score over 10,000. How's that?
So, the Shrek game isn't like a film tie-in. I might care more about it if I actually liked the Shrek films.
Yeah, Shrek sucks.
Stupid troll. Shrek is nicely animated, but I never got on with the
It's a stupid green idea. Troll thing. My mum taught me kill trolls.
I'd rather watch, like, Ponyo or...
Or is it an ogre?
Something else. He's an ogre. He's not a troll. He's an ogre.
Goblin, gremlin.
Get it right, Paul.
Whatever it is.
Get it right. But yeah, so this is accompanying the film's release. So for... Mainly aimed at people who go see the film, usually with families and kids and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's a new Duel Master game.
Yeah, so we mentioned this a little while back.
Is this DS and PC?
This is just DS.
Okay.
We mentioned this like a little while back when it got announced, and it's just a new Duel Master game that's set in Egyptian times, but it's got, as well as like the kind of bejeweled kind of mechanic, it's also got resource management in it.
Ooh, resource management.
So like wood and stone and stuff like that. I'm not entirely sure how it actually works.
Yeah, especially because Cradle of Egypt, meaning Egypt, and Egypt doesn't really have a lot of trees, so getting wood might
maybe
be
wood
difficult.
Is scarce. Or well, yeah. Maybe it's not.
Maybe, but stone's heavy, so.
But yeah.
And so, stone doesn't float down river where you need to send it, so you have to carry it.
It's. I'm sure it's a good game for traveling because it's nice, quick games of matching stuff.
Alrighty, we've got no previews or reviews this week because we thought we'd keep this episode nice and simple in case we actually do more episodes next week to cover E3. If we do those special E3 episodes, they will not have Name That Game. They will not have letters. They would just have E3 news.
Imagine if they had named that game. That'd be crazy. No one would have a time to answer.
I'd have to flipping do lots of Name That Games.
Aww. Yeah, it'd just be news.
E3 news, which is why they'll be titled E3 Special Episode.
They'd only be, like, super short as well.
So. Yeah, like, we might talk about Natal, or Natal, or whatever the final name for it will be. Natal, now called Natal.
So there'll be loads of videos, won't there? Up on the net. After they've done the talks and stuff at E3?
Well, Microsoft normally broadcasts all their keynotes.
Yeah,
live.
So I'll just have to listen to it at work while I'm doing work.
It'll be later than work.
Oh, will it?
Yeah, if it's a Monday night, it's going to be like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
I might stay up for it.
I'm going to bed.
Well, I'm like awake during a flipping night anyway, so. Aww. What difference does it make? So we'll be back next week at the latest, maybe Monday, Tuesday-ish.
Where you can maybe join in and listen to our E3
Yeah, if not, talkings. Don't blame me, blame Adam. Hopefully Adam will be back next week.
Yep, I'm sure he will. I apologise, Adam. Not that you'll listen, but I apologise for not... Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe we should get another person on the show as well.
As well?
Yeah. Get some Rudis action on. Because don't you find a lot of podcasts of like 5 or 6 people on?
It gets quite busy though, then, doesn't it?
Yeah, but then I can just
I suppose I am talking too much.
Yeah, you talk too much. Okay, you said it, not me.
That's because I do all the shit.
Yeah, so, maybe E3 episodes, maybe not. Join our TF2 server, tf2.gamercast.net. You can find me on there sometimes, and I will kill you.
Don't forget all the normal feedback things as well. So send your letters to feedback@gamercast.net. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/gamercast. Got Facebook, YouTube, Steam. Is that it? Forums, portalforums.net.
Yeah, portalforums.net is a fun place to hang out. Jet Andre has just come back.
Oh, has he?
Yep, so Jet Andre is posting now. He is a bit of a weirdo, but that's okay.
Does he live in Wales?
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Wales. I might be.
I know he should join my TF2 game.
Okay.
Yeah, TF2 game, which you can't join because the show won't be up in time, which we're going to be doing in an hour and 13 minutes time.
But if you listen to the show, then you'll know we have a TF2 server, so you can always see if Paul's on.
Yeah, it's 32 players. It's not cheap, you know? Join the flipping server. Join it. Make it your favorite. Even if nobody else is on it, just join it.
And we'll catch you next week, or later this week.
Or Monday, or Tuesday.
Yep. Probably, or every day next week.
Probably Tuesday would be the first one, really, because yeah. that's when we'd have like a bunch of news we can talk about.
Unless you just want to shorten a towel on.
Yeah, but like I said, it'd be Monday night, probably, so it'll miss us.
Sorry, makes sense. Sorry for being not. See you next week.